And we are live, back again.
Nice.
Hey, hey.
Again.
Zach's sniffing away there.
I know.
For the audience, we should probably say that Danny and Zach are currently at home, working from home today, with COVID. Can you say that?
I don't know.
Can you say that?
I feel like it's like the plague, like if you say it.
Yeah,
well, people look at it. People think you.
I'm full of a cold. I'm soldiering on.
I'm great.
I'm fine at home. Just got COVID, and there's nothing wrong with me. Just can't get into the office. It's painful.
You
can't be
fine
being away because honestly, it's probably the most productive this office has ever been.
Yeah, I just had a happy.
It's so good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just
quiet. Like, everyone cracking on.
Knuckling on with soldiering on with literally jobs.
I bought cookies for everyone.
Yeah, everyone's come up to me and said, "I'm right now. This is the best week we've had." No, that's no joke. People have come to me saying I'm so happy right now. Yeah.
You said that?
Everyone.
You just don't want to name names.
Don't want to
everyone,
name names.
One by one.
Don't want to embarrass one everyone. But that's what they've said. So is that a reflection on Danny and Zach? Maybe it is.
Just a bit of feedback. Yeah.
What about Chris as well? Because, you know, he's not been there either.
Oh, yeah, him as well. Him as well. Yeah.
It's just reflection on all three of us then, that, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
On a serious note, I feel... For the people listening as well, we had a new starter this week on Monday, didn't we? And
she's got a name.
Well, I didn't want to name. I don't want to start throwing names.
Give her a full name and address.
Yeah, here's her address. Here's her name. But we had a plan for the new year for the new starters and how everything went, and then literally myself, Zach, and Chris all got COVID and had to isolate at home, and we had to have a bit of a panic move and. I felt sorry for her having to come into the new role. Chris would have been her sort of department manager as well. So it was like all her leadership was off this week.
I feel sorry that she had to come in and have an induction.
She's been guided by Molly and Dave all week.
Oh, no, I've not even
guided is a loose term.
I've not said one word to her.
Have you not?
Wow. That's how guided she's been.
Yeah.
Well, we got another new start on Monday, haven't we? So we have to get back in.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we'll be fine. But testing's kind of negative now, so we'll be all good. We'll be back in Monday. Me and Zach.
Oh, yes.
Okay, right. Topics.
One of the pictures, by the way, behind you, Zach. Sorry. I've not even said that all this week while I've been off and talking to you. All your pictures behind you.
They are first edition vinyls of every Black Sabbath album in order.
Oh, nice. I could say I could see the thingy sabotage one. I couldn't see the others properly.
There you go.
I mean, this is first really edition. Good for an audio only podcast.
Yeah,
we're just talking about the art behind Zach. No one else can see.
We could provide some screenshots.
Maybe a screenshot. Yeah.
Social. Yeah.
There we go.
There he goes.
There's the evidence.
Stay at home.
Right.
What are we talking about?
Then? What are you talking about?
What are we talking about? What are we talking about? Come on, Dave.
Right, my topic.
What are you talking about?
I'm surprised this isn't elsewhere, really. I've not seen this on Twitter or anywhere else. The House of Lords Economic Affairs Committee have published their findings. They basically direct them. This is my topic.
Okay. Are we starting straight into it?
No. Oh, okay. But basically, they've published a finding on. No, it's not. On whether the UK should go down the central bank digital currency route. And their report is actually called, if I get the name in front of me right now, is.
I'm actually really interested in this topic.
Well, yeah, no, it's really good, actually. It's not to build mine up.
I mean, it's a bit heavy for the first topic on a podcast, but no, go on. Continue on.
So it's called Central Bank Digital Currency, a solution for a problem that doesn't exist, essentially, is what they've called their report. Let's just go into mine. Let's sod the rest of your topics.
Yeah, I'm in this thing.
I'm in now.
Yeah. So the House of Lords have published this. They've used a panel of experienced professors, economic heads, business analysts, business people, everyone in the industry, and they've come up...
they've not used everyone in the industry. They haven't questioned me.
They probably did ask you. You probably ignored the email.
I probably did too.
So the overwhelming conclusion to the report determined that there is no immediate need for the UK to strive for first mover advantage in the CBD space. the problems being, and they've quoted quite a few, is that and I'll move on to the most significant one, but there's 90, they've said that 90 other countries are striving for CBDC, are trying to move in the space, so it creates geopolitical problems. They basically are saying that there's no point being a first mover in a space that's already so busy and that no one knows what it'll create. They've actually quoted the metaverse users in the report.
So that's you.
That's basically me.
They know.
They've heard that I'm in the metaverse now, and they're saying that because the metaverse, i.e. Facebook, have got so many users, they're saying that Libra or DM or whatever it is, the private digital currency, could become a problem, and there's no point in the UK putting resource into creating a CBDC. But the main issue is also China's also moving in the space, and then I presume the UK government are under no illusion that they're not going to be the global based currency, even if they did move into a CBDC, because there's not, the basically no one trades in sterling particularly anymore. Everyone knows the USD is the coin used in most trades, but China are coming up strong on that. So it's between those two in terms of what a CBDC might be look like in the future. Interestingly, US dollar is mentioned 15 times in this report, but China is mentioned 19 times. So actually,
did you count or did it?
Control F. Yeah, it's quite interesting. If you like, literally, it's quite interesting. If you get a report like that and you can see where the intimation is in those reports, you can see where it's heading to. So they probably think actually China's more of a threat in terms of, well, not a threat, but you know, where the CBDC market might be going.
Yeah, but I think you might have seen that as well, though, is China is more controlling, should we call it, than the US at the minute. Well, could be argued otherwise. However, the US see it that way, should we say, and assume the UK see it that way as well. So which would mean, because central bank digital currencies, the whole thing of it is it's starting to take away privacy of individuals and sort of gaining more control from the government. So it might be why the China one came up more as well.
Yeah, they did quote that as being also quite interestingly. They've said development of CBDC brings into a point a vulnerable single point of failure, which is quite interesting because they're right in saying that a CBDC is essentially centralizing all of your currencies, basically all of your country's currencies, certain currency. So they're right in saying that the centralization is a big problem, and that if you were to be hacking that, if you managed to hack that, then the amount of control you'd have is unbelievable. Yeah.
Can I just jump in? Who wrote this report? Sorry, I missed that at the start.
Yeah, the House of Lords Economic Affairs Committee. So they get the UK government independent law. You know, the UK government's fit into the Commons and the Lords. So the Lords do reviews in terms of where the country should be heading. So there's supposed to be an element of independence there.
Yeah, do you know what
government get based?
So, you know, a piece they're going to be missing, or sorry, a piece people might miss from that point. This was on Twitter yesterday as well, and because the US have done the same. I don't know if you've seen the US one.
No.
Saying effectively the same thing. It would be interesting to know the connection between the guys that wrote this report and the private banking sector, because this is the battle going forwards for me that I'm intrigued to see, and we can sit back and watch for the most part. With governments creating central bank digital currencies and private banking not wanting that because they won't want to be cut out of the pie, basically, because it would mean...
Well, it just kills private banking, doesn't it?
Yeah, it means it kills their products and their business models, effectively. So you would go straight to your central bank, to your government, basically, for your money, and it would all be controlled from there. So there's no need for these private banks. So the private banks would be pushing back heavily. So that independent report... It would be nice to know the names on there and how they're linked to private banking world, and see what you could find there. A bit conspiracy, not really conspiracy. It's more just anti-competitive, maybe.
So you think if there was if it was full of private bankers, the panel that came up with this report, that of course it's going to be anti-CBDC because they'll be doing themselves out of a business.
Yeah,
and which is why centralization is the point that they're making in terms of
Isn't the current structure kind of centralized anyway at the moment? It all just goes back to the Bank of England.
They treat it though like it, because it's the money's created at the Bank of England, should we say, and pushed to the private banks. The private bank, the attack vector is your private banks, isn't it? But you've got to hit NatWest, HSBC, and that you've got to hit them individually. And even if someone hits HSBC and that goes down, that Western Halifax will carry on running and so on. So
yeah, it's still kind a single of point of failure in both systems of the Bank of England.
Yeah,
with the bank,
They don't really interact with the Bank of England at any real time process, like sort of interaction, do they? I guess, like, you know, it's things they say, things are cleared daily and so on and so on, but you know, it shuts down a week and let's forget, but HSBC in theory still carries on running for the most part of the weekend. So it's not, there's a lot of moving parts, I think, isn't there? The mechanisms and the systems behind the scenes, I don't think anyone really knows what goes on behind the scenes with them. I don't think guys working on them do half the time.
They do mention Bitcoin a few times in the report, but it's still classified, it's still ring fence with the rest of crypto. So even though they're mentioning that centralization is a problem, they kind of have, you know, the Bitcoin solution of pure decentralization there, but they certainly don't draw any attention to that in the report. But it's a good little read. It's you know,
how many pages?
Quite above, I think about 50 odd. Yeah,
that's 49. Yeah, that's not too many for me.
No, with all reports like this, they know people just read the first few pages, which is why they put the summary on page two. So you just read the summary. Yeah. But yeah, that was my.
But what are they hiding in the actual report that they don't want to put in the summary?
You better read the rest of it.
You should read it there.
Right. Okay.
And while you're at it, you can read the US one.
Oh, okay. I'll read. But what is it, the same gist, though? Are they come to the same conclusion?
Yeah. Basically, yeah. And again, it's like, it's one of the...
So China's going to launch theirs.
Essentially, and people are just saying, we're not competing with China. That's what I'm hearing.
But no one's going to... We wouldn't be able to interact with China. That's the problem. Like, the outside world, we're not going to, you know, CoinCorner's not going to be able to just wire into China's...
but you don't think...
Currency the same China can say... All trades, imports, and exports have to use this now, and then the US have to do something about it.
As the biggest, as the world's biggest trader, the biggest trading company becomes the world's base currency, doesn't it? The digital yen could become actually a necessity for every other country.
Yeah, but they've got to give us access to that in some manner. So if we can't access that, how do you trade in that? But at the minute, they're keeping it incredibly closed. So I don't know how we're expected to interact with that at the minute. I don't know. I don't know what their plans are. I don't know if they know what the plans are. I think it's just it's prototypes, isn't it, still at the minute, and seeing what happens. Yeah. But if it's as closed as it's being made out to be, how does anybody outside of China interact with that currency? And then I don't know, you have to apply in the end, and you go through applications, and you're just recreating the wheel basically of the current financial system that's there. At which point, it's kind of
China want to do that
on a global scale.
US dollar, I imagine.
That would be fine for China internally within the country, but outside the country, it would be pointless of them to do that. It would probably kill trade more than it would encourage more trade. Often, I'm speaking out loud here, I've not really thought about it, but first thought would be that. Because it just puts on the barrier to entry to trade with the country, doesn't it? And you go elsewhere.
But if the only way to trade with China, are you going to go elsewhere? I don't know if there is elsewhere to China.
Well, there is these days, isn't there? I know a lot of other places are starting to crop up and be more popular now. And that's what happens, a new economy comes.
Well, I imagine if you ever tried buying stuff from Alibaba or AliExpress, it's all settled in USD, but you're buying it from Chinese manufacturers. Yeah. So I'm presuming that there'll be a shift at some point to a digital yen through that route. It'll become settled in that currency. Yep. Through what mechanism? What mechanism? I don't know, but I think that's where it'll go. Mm.
Yes. So the mechanism won't change in that respect, though. So if it was Alibaba or whatever, or we're sending it via maybe PayPal from ourselves to somebody in China, they might settle in that currency because PayPal convert in some way, but we're not interacting with that in any way whatsoever. PayPal would have to be, for example, but they need access to interact with it. And that's the bit where they're just reinventing the wheel. And would PayPal even bother? You would expect PayPal would, because they must get a lot of trade through it. But the smaller companies around the world are just not going to bother. You know, we wouldn't bother, would we? Unless there was a major client that really required it, and it was a simple process to go through.
What's this space? Interesting one. A good report to read if you're not that busy on a Friday night.
Dave, I've got nothing better to do. I'm stuck in the house. I'll do it tonight. Cool.
That's interesting.
Topic.
I've got one, which I think was kind of like, it sounds like a big deal, but I didn't really hear too much about it. But it was Kazakhstan's internet shutdown and the fact that they're the second largest center for mining of Bitcoin.
It was all over Twitter, that. When? Are you not on Twitter? Are you telling me you weren't on Twitter?
When? I don't know when this was. Was it last week?
This week? Last week? It might be the end of last week.
We talked about it in the office.
I've been busy this week. I've been holding down the fort, Danny, while you've been away, basically.
It was last week, though.
Oh, well, then I totally missed
it. How long was it shut down for?
It was like a day, was it?
A day?
The internet was shut down nationwide on Wednesday. I said a weekend. I was totally...
A Wednesday?
Yeah.
I think they did it in... It was a retaliation, wasn't it?
Protests and stuff like that. But it's kind of crazy that you can shut down the internet like that. That in itself.
So did the government shut it down, or did the utility provider shut it down?
The government, I think.
The government shut it down.
But we saw
civil unrest.
I didn't realize they were such a big contributor to Bitcoin mining, though. You obviously were like China and stuff like that, but I didn't know.
I think only recently, the move from China, a lot of them went to the stands.
Oh, really?
Several stands.
But I think we saw a dip in the mining, but it wasn't anything significant. It was kind of, it's hard to tell as well. You need to look back now, maybe you might start to see a better picture, because it's hard to see what the in the short period of time when people were reporting on it, they were looking at like an hourly range to work out your exahashes and things, which is not quite accurate. You need a bit of a longer time span to see.
Yeah. Well, they're predicting, what was it, 14% they had? Something like that.
No, actually, one of the other things I kind of found quite interesting from this article is that coal is the main source of regional power for Kazakhstan. Now, that's a bit controversial, isn't it?
Yeah, but
I mean, there's a lot of other industries that would be affected by an internet shutdown, not just mining. That's a huge effect on a country's GDP. They must have lots of online businesses, banking. You can imagine it touches everything.
Mm.
So, mining is quite a small concern if as a nation shutting down its internet.
Yeah, that's crazy. I think it only became news in our world because we had a blip in the mining. And that's the only thing, you know, it didn't really interrupt the network in any way whatsoever. But it was
did it affect the price at all?
No, I don't think so.
It was on a downward trend anyway last week, wasn't it? So it probably just contributed.
Yeah, I don't think it was really anything too relevant. I mean, why should it and why would it, I guess, is the question on that.
Mm. It's just interesting. Kazakhstan, they were not on my radar until I read this. I know
all the other stands are on your radar. You've got all the other countries.
Not on your radar.
All of them. But yeah, no, I didn't realize they were so big for Bitcoin mining. Why are you laughing?
No, it's just I read my bloody horoscope because of you from last week.
Oh, the horoscope.
Did anyone else do it?
No, I read my horoscope daily.
Do you
not
actually?
At all, mate.
But very regularly.
But
destroy Molly's world, and you're going to be static.
I read mine today, right? And it's just so generic. I wanted to discuss to you how you deal with how generic it is, because it was a career based one, so it was like there could be surprises in your workplace today. Your co-workers could be engaged in some heated discussions. Recent stresses build to a climax.
Here we go. We're doing the pod today.
That's every day, isn't
that's
it?
That's every day. And it could be. It's all open. What am I going to take away from that? Basically, you go in, that's a workplace. And anyone's workplace.
Well, did you look at the other ones? Your love life, your financial? They'd cover them
and
all.
And then do you just pick one that's, and what do you do
it's
with
closest.
It?
Closest.
But what do I do with it? Embrace it.
Yeah, you'd be like, it's...
What am I supposed to do with that information?
Be aware.
Reading that then, Dave, would then change your perception of the day because you're now aware.
It is self-fulfilling prophecy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very much so.
Yeah.
Because you're paying attention to that now and looking for that argument and stress in the office there of who's going to be butting heads with. It's probably going to be Molly.
I mean, but do you try and avoid... it doesn't say try to avoid it. It's just kind of saying, right, generic things will happen at work. That's what it is. And I'm like, what's the takeaway there? And then it made me slightly annoyed at people that would read them and then just go off.
Do you want my revelation that I found out?
I'm just going to read mine today.
Yeah, go on.
I will be full of enthusiasm and faith every day. Like, I'm an enthusiastic person. What can I say?
You will enthusiasm receive pleasant information. But faith is an unfounded belief in something. So you'll be full of faith.
I will be successful in all fields.
I'll be right. So throughout the day,
throughout the day now,
I'm just going to mention stuff that you're not successful in as a field. Wow. No, that's what I'll have to do.
Like what?
That's the counterposition, isn't it?
Go on, tell me a field I'm not successful in.
I'm going to think. Matt, yeah. Oh, spready. Yeah,
today might be the day.
I'm going to send you a spready. I'm going to send you a spready to do today.
Yeah.
To say, just fill this in for me, please. It's going to have a couple of simple formulas in. And because of that horoscope, you're going to smash it out of the park.
Dave, why are you trying to drag me down? No, I'm not trying to drag you down.
I'm just pointing out some holes in it.
I'm just saying,
hey, if,
let
I
me
mean,
be.
If it helps, it helps, Molly. But...
Exactly. You got to, I just think in life, you've got to believe in something.
But you brought it to the pod, so you've made it public.
You've read your horoscope. And I'm actually, that actually makes me really happy.
Thank you for this revelation now.
That's the pleasant news that I was going to receive today.
I was angry when reading it. I was like, oh, so I can do this.
The classic Taurus would be angry.
Yeah, but classic, that's the thing. How many star signs are there? There's like 7 billion people in the world, right?
I know what Danny's going to say.
So we all share this. This is us. Yeah. There's like tens of billions of people.
I swear to God, doing the same thing. My husband is a Taurus and you and him are the same person.
No, we're not.
Same. The clashes me and you have are the clashes me and him have. Like, honestly, it's like I go home and you're there.
Do you know what it is? Do you know what?
Imagine Dave being there.
Right. Has he got other siblings?
One, yes.
Is he the younger one?
No, he's... What?
Has he got an older sibling?
He's got a younger sibling.
He's got a younger sibling.
See, my siblings are both the same. They're both Geminis and they are identical.
No. Don't tell me what star signs people are. Yeah. Don't start. I have zero interest in what star signs people are. I was reading.
It's piqued your interest though, isn't it?
Nope. I was reading
the horoscope book.
I was reading something about siblings and that in terms of the second or third or younger siblings are much bigger risk takers, and the best way they found that out is right. So you need a control environment.
Is it the book I told you.
Yeah. I forgot the name of that book. What's the name of that book?
My sister's a nutcase.
And then I'll find it.
It's that book. But so I was reading that, and the way they found that. So you need an extremely controlled environment to test things, right? So there's not very many variables.
Yeah.
So how do you find out if a second sibling or younger siblings are bigger risk takers? And the way they looked at it was through baseball. So baseball is controlled environment. People that's like in baseball, if you steal a base, it's high risk, extremely high risk, high reward if you steal it. Mm-hmm. So they looked at all the people that were successful in stealing bases, stealing home plate particularly, because that's even harder. And they found that a huge, massive majority of them, the people who did it the most often, were the most successful at it, were all second siblings or were in bigger families, were never the oldest sibling.
Yeah. Are you the oldest?
I'm the second oldest.
See, I'm the eldest.
That's pretty interesting.
It is talking about like I didn't realize in sports is a great way to looking at people's personal details because it's so controlled. So you can literally the stats sports are great experimental stats if you think about what the outcomes of them. But yeah, that was like second siblings are much like it's people need to study that. Yeah. They probably have actually. It's probably something quite interesting in marketing. If you could find out who in Bitcoin, because Bitcoin early days probably seen as a bit of a risky investment, especially the bad FUD that was around at those times. Yeah. And if you could find out how many are actually second siblings or the risk takers, are the people that because your older siblings like some rely on to get parenting attention, and then the second
high
sibling it becomes. You got probably fighting for attention at that point, bit risk taker.
Yeah,
it's really interesting. I totally forgot the name of that book, but
the book is called Originals.
Yeah, Originals. Yeah, currently reading it. Very good book.
That's cool. I love stuff.
But I would say that plays more than who you are than the bloody horoscope.
I think it's all part of one big pie.
Right. So this revelation. Let's get on with it because we need to talk about Bitcoin at some point. I don't even want to talk about this revelation now. You two have gone on for 8 minutes, I think, there. the revelation, Dave, which is going to trigger you again. So I came across something the other day. And
outdated. It was from a couple of years ago.
Well, it doesn't matter if it's outdated or not. Ironically, that's exactly what the article is about, things being outdated. So star signs, were they invented? Was it like 3,000 years ago or something, or whatever many years ago it was?
I think around about Jesus time.
Yeah, they won't have an invention.
Round about Jesus time. Yeah.
There won't be a date when star signs
invention.
Are it's probably a pagan thing.
There's an era. There's an era. Bear with me. There's an era.
Okay.
So, when you look up into the star and the way that people look in the different directions and see the different star signs, depending on the year, time of year, sorry, depends on which constellation you see, which is how they figure it out, whether it's Libra, whether it's Taurus, yeah, and so on. Now, because of the way the world moves, I can't remember the exact details. You'll have to go and read this yourself because I wasn't that interested in it. I just came across the article and skimmed it.
To send it to Molly.
All right.
But what happens is over the years, and we're talking over centuries and thousands of years, they actually move. So right now, the star signs, for example, what are you, Molly? You
Pisces.
Obviously. Pisces. So Pisces is that April?
Fuck. March.
March.
Are you saying it might not be April for too much longer?
It's already not.
All right.
So if you look,
I'm Aquarius. Oh.
So now Molly is actually something slightly different because she's migrated into the one next to it now, I think, at this point. I don't know what, you'd have to look at the timelines and see. So actually the star signs are incorrect because
the
they're using
their lineup.
So they that's because we're using a fixed calendar, I presume, and we have leap years and the rotation's not quite right.
Thousands of years. From thousands of years ago, we're still using star signs from thousands of years ago, which have now moved in a line months. So it throws it all.
Yeah.
So
well, he's just debunked the whole industry, hasn't he?
Better tell Marin.
Oh gosh, I'm just gonna scrub this horoscope right out without even knowing.
That was a very rough explanation of what happens there, but that's
I get it.
Like how, you know, I've got these things that I'm really passionate about, and then Danny just comes along and it's like, fuck you.
I like it.
I debunk things, that's what I do.
When people have a bit of hope somewhere and it gets crushed, that's one of my favourite things to see happen. Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's all I had. Yeah. I've just got nothing left now.
Find me something else.
No.
Zach, have you got a topic this week?
No, I don't, mate.
You're the lightning guy. Anything going on with lightning that we should know about?
Oh yeah, lots.
Cool. Thanks.
Thanks.
We'll probably do an episode on Bolt 12. Actually, we're on a podcast, aren't we? Next week, are we, Zach? And we'll probably talk about it then. But Bolt 12 and the LNURL battle that kind of went on a week or two ago now. I kind of stayed out of it, didn't really get involved, but would like to express our opinions, I guess, on that at some point.
Maybe we'll chat.
We're saving that for another podcast, aren't we?
Yeah.
is this not the right one for that? All right.
Yeah. We think that it deserves better.
Wow.
But maybe we can talk about that maybe next week, Zach, once we're back in the office and we're a bit more alive.
Yeah.
Are we going to talk about the inflation numbers that America released? Monday, was it? Monday or Tuesday? 7%.
7.8% or something, is it?
It's comparing December to December last year. It's the highest rise in 40 years, I presume. I read.
Yeah.
Pretty phenomenal. Everyone's savings.
It's that whole thing of the CPI, though, calculation from 40 years ago has changed to the way it is done today. So it was probably higher. It's probably the highest all time, I would have. Somebody has already, and put the full chart together correctly with old school CPI calculations.
I mean, you've got to control some of the variables and literally just use a CPI where you can. Otherwise, because obviously I've seen a lot of talk about fuel prices actually have increased 50%, meats increased 100%, and there's that how they're weighted within your CPI basket. But I think you've just got to take that as read. And okay, they're saying the CPI inflation's up 7%, but probably people are feeling it probably quite a bit more than that. And that people's savings are getting absolutely hammered if they have got savings in fiat, which I'd tell people probably not to have too much weight in a fiat savings at the moment.
Well, I think we see that here on the Isle of Man. The housing prices is always the obvious one here, isn't it? And I think it's up like 20-25% or something, housing prices here, which is just getting ridiculous. I think I saw in America it was similar stat to that as well. and what was the other one? It's basically like your high level, you know, forget your everyday foods, but your things like you're saying there, fuel and houses and even cars. I see Tesla the other day were putting their base price up by $7,000 or something. I can't remember what the figure that was, but it's like, you know, everything is going up and pay rises on average are not.
I read somewhere that an American senator had blamed grocery stores, saying that they were just deliberately putting their prices up and taking the profit.
I mean, you look at the
M1 chart of money that's been introduced by America, and now they're just, I mean, it was obvious to us like 16, 18 months ago, this is going to happen. This is when we first mentioned it on the pod, when we saw the COVID response and how much money they were going to print. It was like, the inflation's on its way, and their prediction stayed at like 2%.
It's going to get worse as well. All their predictions were, the regular threshold. They'll have
to cool it down. Yeah, they're loath to reduce interest rate, increase interest rates, which encourage savers, because it basically means in a throwaway capitalist society that people will try and save money, which cools everything down, can force you into recession. And no president or prime minister wants to be the guy that does that and makes it, no one wants to, you know, pay the bill, essentially. No one wants to do that. Because it's short-term thinking, which we've discussed before. It's a problem.
The people making the decisions in 4-year cycles as well. So they're thinking about themselves.
So no probably
wants to be that guy.
Last a bit longer, won't it? It would be my prediction. Mm-hmm.
Should we come on to a different topic?
Something a bit more upbeat, I heard. Negative.
It's Friday morning. Oh. Let's get down. Down and depressed.
What I think should stop it.
Just drag everyone down.
Wow. No, you used an emoji in the group chat this morning. I was honestly shocked.
That was the first time I used an emoji.
Two emojis.
Because you said I was just going to put like...
Because he didn't have to open up, that's why.
I know. I haven't. You know what? I've not opened up yet. So I've been the one. Right, office is open. But I've got someone else to get in there.
Taking all the credit.
Yeah. Look, Dave's been all responsible, but really it's not me at all.
Just making it look like there from a distance. Yeah.
Anyway, what was your upbeat topic?
Have you got one, Molly, as well?
We just talked about Kazakhstan.
We've done Molly's.
I was just checking what we had left in terms of conscious attack. So mine was Tonga. I don't know if you guys saw that, but
I saw that. Tonga.
Yeah.
Tonga are making Bitcoin legal tender. They've effectively cloned the El Salvador playbook and what they've done there. Put that forward to their government. They are hoping to get it processed. This is off the top of my head because I've not got it in front of me. Hoping to get it approved in September.
Scotland.
Wow.
I was just Googling it. Tonga and Scotland came up top.
No, there was a Tonga. That would be like a small market town in Scotland called Tonga, except making it legal tender.
Oh, no.
The Pacific Islands.
Population 17.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there we are. Yeah. Those guys.
Yeah.
Oh, up there they are. God, they're tiny, aren't they?
So there's like, is it 90?
A few islands, is it?
Or 100 and something islands. There's about 106,000 population, so it's not a massive country, and obviously it's all very spread between the islands. They hope to have it live, from what I could tell, his timeline looks like about November time, maybe, this year, so it should go into action, which would be country two. It sounds like it's pretty much a done deal from the way he's talking. I don't know, something might crop up and block it, of course. But that would be country number two, which is good. Good movement.
That's cool.
I'm assuming they've seen everything that El Salvador have done, and they're going to try and mirror that in some way of, attracting people to the country. I'm sure Tonga's a very lovely place. It's lots of little tropical islands around there, isn't there? And that's, I'm sure it's quite nice to go on holiday.
Nice. Just Google imaging it.
Let's go. Did they mention anything about volcano mining? They have an underwater volcano.
Oh, did they? I did not know that. No, I didn't see them mention that, to be honest.
Imagine that, underwater volcano mining. That is one up in El Salvador.
That is a one up, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love it. You'll have to tweet that later, Zach.
How do they generate power in Tonga?
I don't know.
I might have to find that.
I need to learn a bit more about them.
Yeah. I'm going to look into it.
I mean, they are surrounded by water.
Yeah, but it might not be a, I don't know, strong tide. You're assuming tide.
Not usually around those places, are they?
No.
They're usually quite tranquil.
Yeah, I don't know enough about them.
I don't know.
Anyway, sorry, that was a side note. I was just thinking about if they're going to get into, you know, mining and bits and pieces.
Yeah.
How are they going to, have they got, what's the grid
underwater
like?
Volcano.
Just thinking about the infrastructure of Tonga. Is it a democratic country, is it?
Just a normal day in Dave's world.
No, just, I'm going to have to research Tonga now. That's why.
I don't know if they're going to get involved in mining or anything. It was just, there's no more detail been said on that yet. I think it's mainly just making it legal tender. I would imagine if they've copied the playbook, they will probably allow, if you go with, I can't remember what El Salvador's was. Was it something like take one Bitcoin in, you can get residency or something along those lines? So I don't know if they'll try and encourage people to relocate there and set up companies there and things. So yeah, it'd be good to.
Coin Corner, Tonga.
Well, I read that, yeah, similar. If they might start doing that, I think it's because there was a town in mid America that was offering like 10,000 in Bitcoin if you can get companies to relocate there.
Yeah, so
I was just having a. Yeah, it's. I mean, the big tech demand, and everyone wants to be a tech hub, but that's like, so Tonga might try and get people, El Salvador trying to get people.
Yeah.
Yeah, now this town in America.
Honestly. This is, for me, this is like Isle of Man, again, you know, how many times I've spoken to them.
Eccentric.
In coming up to 9 years now, it'll be since I started talking to them about this stuff. And they just not moving with it. I think they're too scared of the UK connection. So actually make a move and do something useful with that.
I throw them an email and just say, look, this town in America is going to offer us 10 grand per person
to relocate there. Yeah.
What are you offering?
Maybe try that, Dave. Let's see what they come back with.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, this it's stepping up, isn't it? And doing that. And maybe that's that, you know, if the Alaman would have moved first before El Salvador. Obviously, we're a tiny place. We're actually smaller than Tonga in population respect. But, you know, that would have helped attract people, helped attract companies, help companies here actually operate properly. For people that are listening, we have I was on a panel a couple of months back now, and another company over here, it's an e-gaming company, but they operate purely in Bitcoin. And they can pay all their bills in Bitcoin to all their service providers. The only one they cannot pay their service providing to or the bills to in Bitcoin is the Alaman government. So we were on the panel with an Alaman government representative, and we kind of collared them at that point together and sort of said, well, accept Bitcoin, do it through Coin Corner, etc. And they were kind of... they agreed to it on the panel. However, after the conversation, there's not really any control from that representative to make that happen, really. So unfortunately, it's still a stalemate. It's still not moving anywhere with it. But you know, that would make the life of this particular company easier because they don't have to then try and sell the Bitcoin and pay the government and their bills. They'd be able to pay it all in Bitcoin. So for a company that's operating remotely, globally, they have an Isle of Man base, but staff all around the world and service providers all around the world that they're paying. Bitcoin is absolutely ideal for them. And that's not the only company like that. There is a number of other companies here in the same capacity. But yeah, that's just one of the angles what would make the Isle of Man accepting Bitcoin a popular choice for these sort of companies.
I suppose the more countries that are going to go down this legal tender route, like Tonga, the case point for the Isle of Man not accepting Bitcoin becomes weaker, because we can just then say, look, Tonga have done this, their GDP's grown by this. Like, you can literally lay down, if the touchwood, it's all successful.
They're going to miss
the case study for yeah, but they're probably being a bit cautious in terms of...
Because the GDP is going to grow in El Salvador and Tonga and the likes and the first movers, because they are first movers and it'll attract the people. Once it's attracted them people, the, you know, 20th country, the 30th country, is not, the GDP impact is not going to be anywhere near as significant as the original ones, because you're not going to have that attraction from the outside world because it's no longer novel and new. So you really have to be first mover to make advantage of that. For the making it legal tender and attracting new people perspective and increasing your GDP. But I think putting it on the balance sheet, there's different arguments for different things. Putting it on the balance sheet obviously is one argument from an investment angle, store of wealth, putting it from, from the angle of lost my train of thought now due to coughing.
It's one of the side effects of COVID, I hear.
Losing train.
What, every time you cough, yeah. You forgot what you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah.
I completely lost it.
Move on. I think you made a good point.
Yeah. I was just Googling that town. It's Northwest Arkansas.
Oh my God. Say that again. Say it again. Please say it again.
Is it not?
No. I heard
Arkansas.
What you said.
Yeah.
Arkansas is what she's
is
saying.
It, what is it? No, because I read somewhere it's not Arkansas.
Is it not Arkansas?
Arkansas.
Yeah. I think so.
That's how you pronounce it.
Arkansas. Well, I'd prefer Arkansas if I'm honest.
Arkansas, yeah, I like it.
Do you know what I love about it? Is not only do you get Bitcoin, you get a free bike.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Or, right, alternatively, participants can choose cash instead of Bitcoin and an annual membership to an art or cultural institution.
I love it.
I actually was reading
it. Is it an e-bike? Might be a seller for me.
I didn't say it's an e-bike.
Okay.
E-bikes are a scam.
Oh.
What?
Wow.
Well,
Leave it there. Leave that on the next one.
Right, we've barely spoken about Bitcoin today. Let's stay on Bitcoin.
I just think that's cool. Bitcoin on a bike.
Bitcoin on a bike.
I love that.
Was that right, actually?
Yeah.
Bitcoin price. Any more on Tonga?
I got nothing more on Tonga.
No. I like it.
Yeah. See how it plays out.
Yeah. $42. Did
have $1,000. Sorry, Danny, have they given any details in terms of like anything, in terms of like what wallets they're using? Because obviously El Salvador launched the government Chivo wallet. Are they just going to reskin that or are they going to make their own? Just
not mentioned. I don't even know if they would at this point bother. Like, you know, to be quite honest, the El Salvadorian government didn't even really need to create Chivo.
No.
There's already wallets out there that.
They did it and they gave the $30 away for free, didn't they, to get everyone started,
but they could have done that in a similar manner without having to use, you could have distributed a one-time LNURL withdrawal, actually.
Yeah.
And give all residents one of them as a QR code and they could sweep it and take it away. So there's no real need to do it. I think the El Salvadorian, for whatever reasons behind the scenes, I've no idea. They've got 6 million, 6.5 million people in the country. Tonga's 100,000. I can't imagine they're going to bother.
No.
It wouldn't make sense to me to bother creating something for that. Just use what's out there. You know, we could maybe, you know, can we, oh, maybe talk to our compliance team and see if we can open up to Tonga.
It's
an option.
Site, was it? This underwater volcano.
Sorry, price. Were you saying price there, Molly?
42,000.
42.
Well, I think. Don't make me doubt. Why'd you make me doubt myself when you asked? Yeah, 42,000.
Yeah, just over, aren't we? It's a little bit of a dip from yesterday. We're back up at 44,000.
Yeah, we touched 44 yesterday. Bobbling along.
It's a shame. Oh, I'll tell you what, though. I've got another topic. Have we got time?
Yeah.
All the time in the world.
Price is boring, so let's move on. Elon Musk, fuming.
What's he said?
What's he done now?
He's tweeted this morning, don't know if you've seen that, the Tesla merchandise is now available to buy with Dogecoin.
We knew that was coming, then.
He's put his money where his mouth is, to be fair. He did say he was going to do that.
So I've replied to him with the lightning stats of comparisons. So I'm trying to get a reaction, but you know, I'm trying to get a reaction in some manner, but at the same time, I'm fully aware that he's ignorant to the fact, purposely, I think now. And I'm trying to make sure, what frustrates me is so many people read his tweets and then people are believing him. And, you know, we've been through this cycle before. It's trying to make sure we educate people around that are reading his tweet, but then hopefully go on to read comments and see these more factual tweets.
Well, in the last day.
Molly's just showing me the Doge price has just gone up 10% or something today. Last 24 hours. Probably directly response from that Elon stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there an argument to say if crypto adoption or it per se helped Bitcoin in every manner, if people are then using it and becoming more used to this, and that they then might educate themselves and all roads essentially lead to Bitcoin?
No, you should probably just stop talking, Dave.
Yeah. Do you not think, because I read something about CBDCs like might help Bitcoin adoption because people get used to the technology of digital currencies, and is it not almost the same thing?
Yeah, but that'll be from salesmen selling
it. Yeah, people don't need to get used to it. It's intuitive enough. The youngsters already know how to use it.
It's easier to use Bitcoin than it is to go and use some fucking NFT doing X, Y, and Z, and people still go and do that. You know, they're doing that because they're trying to make money at the end of the day, and they're buying altcoins because they're trying to make money. They're not trying to make use of them in a real world use scenario, effectively.
Just trying to see a good side of it.
No, there is a
positive
outlook. Leave Dave alone, he's trying to be positive for
positive outlook.
I know.
And just get absolutely stamped on for a positive outlook.
That's why you're so negative all the time. Try.
There is a strong argument.
Always in a mood.
There is a strong argument from what Dave's saying on that in terms of, you know, people play around with the alts and eventually lead back to Bitcoin and they come back around. However, they come generally for Bitcoin, they then try and go make money on alts and then eventually cycle back around to Bitcoin. And, you know, that's how a lot of people talk about how Bitcoin maxes are created, because you've gone and played with the shit coins and figure out it's not really the same, and eventually come back to, once you're educated, come back to Bitcoin. I think it's more of opinionated, really, rather than whether what's factual and what's not really on that. Some opinions, I guess, are irrelevant for this. My gripe on it is that all of these altcoins out there and all this noise distracts from the substance, which is what we're trying to create with Bitcoin and with Lightning and with the actual genuine real-world infrastructure there. It distracts, it pulls money away, it pulls skill sets away, it pulls attention away, it pulls adoption away from the real world use case and solving a problem. So for me, it's a negative in that respect. But just my opinion. Is Dave coughing or laughing?
Yeah.
Coffee. Yeah. Oh, okay. Right. Okay. Yeah, fair enough then.
There we go.
Fair enough. We're still not fans of Elon. Coin Corner don't like Elon Musk at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Okay. Well, I don't really know where to go from that.
I don't know. Well, where do you go as a Tesla owner?
I'm a Tesla owner. Did you see my little? Did you see the video though?
The Christmas thing.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
I messaged a fellow Tesla person who lives on the estate and was like, "Have you done it?" But they didn't reply to me.
You might have to explain what that is to people listening.
Oh, right. Okay. So it was
just talking your own conversation.
I have no idea what they're talking about.
So Tesla released a holiday update just before Christmas, and it was I don't know what the song was called.
It's
like Big Drum.
It already annoys me.
Sorry, I'll find out the name of the song. But it was basically
you'll hate it.
If
my car can get something called a holiday update, I'm already immediately angry.
Holiday update, right? And then you basically press a button and it plays the music and the windows go up and down, the lights go off, the boot opens and closes all in time to the music.
Class. People say that's probably a waste of energy and power for an electronic vehicle?
What I love is that somebody works.
Oh, no, but they wouldn't. They'll just moan at Bitcoin mining instead.
All those lithium mines being decimated just to do this holiday update.
Yeah, but the joy, you can't put a price on joy.
My four-year-old loved it. He was dancing, he was singing.
Have you not seen me? Every time I send a Bitcoin transaction in the office, Dave, I'm jumping up and down with joy.
Well.
Right, very good.
Okay. I didn't realize how we could save that podcast.
The holiday update.
Yeah, I tried. Yeah. I tried to be positive and again, shut it down. Yeah.
Just the fact that you can update a car annoys me.
Zach's an old school car guy.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, go
which is currently biting me in the arse because mine's not working, so.
You should have kept that quiet.
Just software update that, you'd be back.
Right.
Thanks,
guys.
Cool.
Yeah, cheers, guys.
Thank
see you guys. Then, yeah.
Cheers.
Peace. All right, cheerio.